guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Kia ora, Justine.
Morena, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
I'm good. Ready to
mask up
to level 2, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like everyone's like, yeah, ready to tentatively enter this new alert level.
I'm definitely tentatively entering it.
Hey, well, we've had a few questions kind of along those lines come through in the last week, so let's jump into it. Somebody said, my work didn't follow the level 2 rules very strictly last time. Apparently it's a hospo job, and I'm worried that they're going to be doing the same thing this time. Is there anything I can do about this?
So absolutely. I would ask to elect a health and safety rep if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be done pretty quickly. I would also take note of any violations or health and safety issues and make sure you record it. And then if it's bad enough, I would actually just go to WorkSafe or report it to the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. So I would do all of those things, really. I think you need a health and safety rep in a workplace, because that's the best way to raise these kind of concerns. But WorkSafe is there, and they are keeping an eye on these things. And we're kind of at level 2.5. We're not really at level 2. So it's really important that businesses do abide by these rules to keep their employees and customers safe. So I would really be taking that seriously if they're not.
We've had another text actually on a similar vein. This person said, my manager is big into some of the virus conspiracy theories and isn't enforcing social distancing or mask wearing at work as a result. Who do I report them to? Or as you've just said, WorkSafe and MBIE are good places. Is there a way to do this anonymously is the second part to their question. That is a good question as well.
That is a good question. To be honest, any kind of complaint would have to not be anonymously, especially if it's your workplace. But I think the way that you get around that is to do it collectively so that no one can be singled out or punished. So if you do raise something, you do it together with all your workmates. If you don't have your workmates, then having maybe a union rep with you as well. I know it's really difficult. Like, I don't say that lightly. Like, it is really difficult to raise these things and you aren't able to be anonymous. But the truth is that they do also have the right to know, to respond and to know who's raising the concern. So that's kind of like one of the principles of what we call like a just process. That is difficult. At the end of the day, I think they would know, it's one of their workers. So if you do it collectively, that kind of diffuses that and means that you're not able to be singled out or anything like that.
Somebody's texted in about hours. They've said that my visa is dependent on my job, but I'm worried my hours will be cut and then I won't be earning enough to keep my visa. Is this something I can ask my work to take into account when they're implementing pay cuts?
Absolutely, and you should. Mm. I think that that's something that they need to prioritise. So I would absolutely bring that up as soon as possible with your work.
That's a very good point. Somebody here has said, my boss makes some racist remarks sometimes, but I love my job. How do I approach him about it? I don't want to lose my job. That sounds like a really difficult position.
That is a difficult position. I've been in this position, actually. So I really relate to, like, the difficulty of feeling like you obviously this person is in a position of power over you. I think gently correcting things and kind of not letting it stand, but being careful about how you word things and not making it personal, but sort of saying like, oh, I'm not sure that that's, just correcting it and talking to your coworkers about it, and also just saying, hey, that's not appropriate. If they do that in front of you, can you also correct it? If it's bad enough, it really depends. As you're saying, slightly racist remarks. I would talk to a boss about that because I think it's important. And, you want your workplace to be safe for people of colour, and those kind of things can make it an unsafe workplace, It's like slightly, like any kind of remark about, race, gender, and sexuality. So I would have a polite conversation. I think the main answer is that we have to learn how to do this without, talking about the behavior rather than the person, so that people don't get defensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a difficult thing. But if it got bad enough, I would also talk to HR or you and your union rep as well.
Good advice there. Our last question has come from somebody who said, I get horrible period cramps, currently in the process of an endo diagnosis, and I often have to take sick leave at work. My boss has started to make some fairly passag comments about me taking too many sickies, even though I've explained what's going on. Should I be talking to HR or a union rep about this?
So it's interesting because my answer to this question is actually similar to the first one. I think that we have to... as workers, we have to feel empowered to talk to our bosses sometimes when they're not behaving appropriately. And so I think this is something that I would first talk to. I would actually just make really clear to your boss that it's not okay, that, you know, this is potentially, like, you feel, like, discriminatory. Maybe you wouldn't use that word, but you feel singled out, et cetera, et cetera. And that, you know, they do understand the reasons for this. So, like, these past-ad comments make you feel this way. I would actually have that conversation, as difficult as it is, because I'm not saying you might have to escalate this, and maybe you should. I don't know how bad these comments are. But I think having that one-on-one conversation in the first instance and your boss acknowledging it also means that you have grounds to go to HR or your union. You know what I mean? So the other thing I would do is actually I would keep a record of these conversations. So when they happen, just kind of write it down, literally write it down, you know, because one of the main things you'll have a hard time is, like, well, it's, you know, their word against your word. So just writing them down and what was said, and if there's any witnesses as well, writing that down. I know that sounds a bit extra, but honestly, it can be really helpful if things do escalate. So just making a note of those comments. But my first protocol would be to actually have that conversation with my boss. You can take a support. I would go with someone, a support person at your work, or even a union delegate, even a union rep if possible. But I would have that conversation and just make that clear that, look, it's making you feel singled out, and you're not comfortable with it, and, you know, they do know the reasons, and can it please stop? And then if it doesn't, I would definitely escalate that.
Awesome. Well, that's all very helpful advice. Thank you very much, Justine. I hope you enjoy easing into level 2.5. I'm sure you've got many fantastic masks going on.
I do. Yeah, I'm sure you do too.
Yeah, we've been pumping them out in the studio after the shows during level 3, just to have something to do.
Cool.
Hey, thanks for that. We'll talk to you again next week.
Care.
See ya.
Sounds good. See ya. Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.